It is now time to meet the Eagles' fifth-round draft pick from North Carolina State, Earl Wolfe. And Merrill Reese and Dave Spadaro welcome you here to PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Earl, we thank you for taking the time to join us. And first, your reaction to being picked by the Philadelphia Eagles.
First of all, you know, I just want to thank y'all for having me. It was crazy. You know, I was sitting there basically patiently waiting. And the crazy thing is, my family, like my mom is from North Philly, so my family was down from Philadelphia. My uncle had on a shirt. My other uncle had on a hat. So once, you know, I answered the phone call and was like, I was like, yes, sir, I would love to come to Philadelphia. My uncle jumped on me from like 5 feet away. So it was nice. It's just a blessing, you know, just to hear my name called, sir, and just finally fulfill my dreams.
What kind of feel did you get from the Eagles prior to the draft? Did the Eagles show a lot of interest in you, Earl?
Yes, sir, they did show some interest. I had a workout, you know, with Coach Lovett. And I feel like it went really well. And me and him ended up eating dinner. You know, great guy, great coach, and I, you know, can't wait for him to coach me.
What sense did you get of how they use the safeties here?
Actually, I'm not really sure, but I feel like I'm pretty versatile. I can play I can play down in the box. I can play deep pass. I can play deep middle. So I feel like, you know, I'm pretty versatile in that position, and basically whatever they throw at me, I feel like I can handle.
Earl, you mentioned to the media, I heard the conference call, that your mom grew up here and went to girls' high.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. She did. All my family still lives in North Philadelphia. I talked to my grandma. She was extremely excited. I haven't been up that way since probably around 12th grade, because I used to go up there at least every year growing up, every year, sometimes two times a year. I had to go up there for about a month over the summer. So, you know, I spent some time with my family, my cousins. I have about 15 family members down here right now from Philadelphia.
That's fantastic. Earl, they always say that the day of the draft, when you hear your name called, it's just such a great thrill, the greatest thrill of your life. Can you describe that feeling? You did a little bit when you got the phone call, but now that you've had a little bit of perspective, what's it like?
It's kind of nerve-wracking. You know, you're anxious, but the best thing of all is, you know, you're excited at the end of the day regardless. And just to see it and go across that screen, and just to receive that phone call. It was kind of hard for me to talk once they called my name, because I kind of broke down. You know, I'm just ready to play football, man. You know, God has blessed me in so many different types of ways. It's just a blessing. And like I said, it's exciting. It's a lot of emotions going up, like I said. But once you hear that, once you hear your name called, then all you can do is think of the positives and smile.
Earl, and North Carolina has a great football tradition, and a lot of North Carolina Wolfpack players have gone on to just tremendous success in the National Football League.
Yes, sir.
The guy that I work with in calling the games, Mike Quick, is his name still known to the younger players down there? He was a great wide receiver before Torrey Holt.
Are you familiar you're not familiar with Mike Quick? You
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm familiar with the name. I am.
Okay. Well, you'll get really familiar with
him.
Yeah, he's the color analyst on our radio broadcast here
in
Philadelphia.
Sure, this is Mike Quick, and this is Torrey Holt, and, of course, Phillip Rivers is a great star at North Carolina State.
Hey, Earl, what do you bring to the table in terms of the style of play? When Eagles fans get a chance to see you, what are they going to see?
They're going to see me all over the field, making plays. That's what I'm all about, just getting to the ball, never loafing. Giving them my all, each and every play I'm in the game, you know, regardless of how I have to do it. You know, if I have to just come in and contribute to special teams, I'm going to try to make every play on special teams. If I come in and play safety, I'm going to do my job, and then I'm going to make plays then. So I feel like they're going to get a great playmaker. And the thing is, even though I'm a great player, I feel like I'm an even better person. So, you know, they're going to get a positive guy in the community, and I'm just ready to get up there.
That's right. Earl, I have to ask you about this, because you play a rather controversial position, a position that really is being scrutinized probably more than any other in recent years, where the NFL has legislated against any kind of hits to the head or against a wide receiver who is unprotected at the time or in a vulnerable position. Do you feel that you've got to change your game at all to play in this league without getting penalized?
I feel like I can. You know, I play a lot of players sometimes, you know, of course, you know, sometimes they don't intentionally, you know, aim for the head, you know, to get those penalties. But I feel like, you know, I haven't really had you know, tons of problems, you know, when it came to things of that nature. Like I said, I just fly around, play football, and I love to hit. So,
Earl, what did Mike Reed, your position coach and a former quality control coach here in Philadelphia, defensive backs coach here, what kind of advice do you think he'll have for you to play in Philadelphia with such a tremendous fan base and so much passion here?
Oh, he called, honestly, I talked to him about 10 minutes ago. He called me crying, just happy for him, because, you know, he knows how much work I've put in. You know, he said he loves Philadelphia. He still talks to a lot of people from Philadelphia. He said he knows Coach Kelly. He said he knows a lot of people on the staff, you know, and he thinks they made a great decision, and I'm going to be the best player I can be.
Well, we think the Eagles made a great decision as well, and Earl, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on being selected in the fifth round by the Philadelphia Eagles. We can't wait to see you when you finally get up to Philadelphia.
Thank you. I can't wait to tell you that. I really appreciate y'all for having me.
Hey, thank you so much. Earl Wolfe, Eagles safety, drafted in the fifth round.